father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Are you ready for the Houston Texans?
Bring on the Texans, Jones. Well, that's a nice defense. That is a nice defense. They're violent. They really get after you a little bit.
I think you saw it last night.
Yeah.
Why?
Pretty good.
And maybe this is the one thing the Jones and Keith standings did was identify the Texans.
Oh, we sniffed that right out.
I think before anyone else.
Yeah.
The Texans defense is no joke. And you saw that last night. Now, Rodgers can't move, and he's probably done, and his career is probably over.
No, I don't think the Steelers are very good. I mean, the Steelers and the Chargers are kind of a similar kind of team.
But you saw what that defense can do, and that defense has shut down Josh Allen, and, I mean, it doesn't really matter who the quarterback is. They are, I think, the best defense in football. It's them or the Broncos, and I would lean them.
Mm-hmm.
So their defense is legit. But at the same time, and I've been a big C.J. Stroud guy.
Yeah,
we're
hard
gonna
to like that.
Revisit our quarterback rankings and head coach rankings from last week coming up later on in the show today. Like, Stroud was abysmal last week. He fumbled five times. He only lost two.
Five fumbles.
He fumbled five times. He threw another brainless pick. So, look, I don't really want to face that defense. I think that's going to be a dogfight and a war, and it's going to take a chunk out of the Pats.
Yeah.
But I still think they're going to win the game. I think they're the better team.
Yeah, I'm still fairly confident that the Patriots could win the game on Sunday. But this also proves why I was rooting for the Steelers, just because the Texans are a better team, and it's going to be a tougher matchup. You know, you can tell right away they're doing, like, the player intros, and you're like, all right, they have an all-pro up front. They have an all-pro linebacker or whatever, pro bowl, probably all-pro snub.
Yeah, I think Al Shire's a pro bowler.
Yeah, and then, like, an all-pro corner. You're like, okay.
And
like,
Danielle Hunter made nothing, and Danielle Hunter's a stud.
And he's terrifying. So, like, but I think anytime you have a defense that has a legitimate top whatever five player at their position at each level, that's what all the great defenses have. You know, go back to, like, whether it's the Ravens or the Bucks or the Broncos from years ago. Like, you have that, you can kind of do everything. You can get after the quarterback, you can stop run games, you can shut down a wide out if you need be. So, yeah, they're pretty devastating. I think we knew that, though. Like, from afar, we were watching them, and we were like, oh, that's a team to keep an eye on. That was a team we were doing the exercise for really the last 4 weeks of the season. What teams did you not want the Pats to play in the first round, right? That was one of them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that was one of them. If Texans and Chargers and Bills were the three wildcard teams, we were thrilled with the first-round matchup with the Chargers. You knew it was going to get more difficult as the rounds go. And guess what? If you beat the Texans, it's going to get even tougher the next round. That's fine. That's how it goes. It's the playoffs.
Yeah.
But no, but just watching them a full game, you could tell. Like, they are a pretty scary defense. Josh McDaniels, Drake May will have their hands full.
They will.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Pats, it's not like they lit it up against the Chargers this past week offensively. The defense was incredible. Mm-hmm. And the Chargers have a good defense. The Texans have a great defense.
Yeah, so it's leveled up from there.
So it's going to be that much more difficult. It's going to be that much more important for Drake May. And you heard the highlight from Drake May, 40-yard touchdown to Kayshawn Booty in his first start.
They can use that again.
The Houston Texans a year ago is when that went down. Last October, he made his first start against this defense. He had three touchdowns. He had three turnovers in the game.
He giveth and he taketh away.
They lost, I think it was 42-21, something like that. So he'll have an opportunity to, well, I mean, right that wrong, if you will, but also show the strides he's made from his debut, which even when you look back at it, really wasn't that bad. It was turnover prone.
Yeah, yeah.
But he came out and made plays.
There's like, some from flashes.
His, from
yeah.
his very first start against what was the makings of a very good defense. I don't think they were this a year ago.
We did the glitter guns just days before
that day. We were stoked about it.
Yeah.
But right away, you're like, oh, this is what a playmaking quarterback looks like. Even right away against what's eventually an elite defense in his first career start, right away, you saw it. But this is going to be a tougher test for sure for the Patriots. We're talking about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937 on a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off NFL head coaching candidates for some of the vacancies out there. Some tied to New England, some jobs that will have an impact on New England as well. It's also a Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joins us at high noon, as he does every Tuesday. Plus, we'll have a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45, I believe. It's a follow-up on something we discussed yesterday.
Yeah. Well, a legend in the field of cryptozoology has stepped aside.
I'm very much excited for that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's at 12:45 today. Interact with Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. What do you think of the matchup, Keefe?
I think it is going to be really tough. I think it's going to be a slugfest. It's going to be, whoever wins the game is going to earn that game. There's not going to be any, that team wasn't very good, or like, oh, look at that, or they lucked out, or easy path, or anything like that. I think Houston is really impressive defensively. They've built up a little bit of a playoff pedigree, too. Like, we were looking at DeMeco Ryans going into the year, and he's made the playoffs every year. They win a game every year. Now, they lose the second game, right?
Yep.
They will lose in the divisional round, but the guy they just beat last night is going to go into the Hall of Fame, Mike Tomlin. He hasn't won a playoff game in a decade, and this guy wins them every year. So he wins a game, but then he loses them. I think DeMeco Ryans is a good coach. C.J. Stroud, though, you look at that and you say, all right, the quarterback advantage that the Patriots have, I think, is pretty significant, and maybe even more significant than we thought it was going into the postseason.
Oh, definitely.
So I like Drake May, and he certainly wasn't perfect in his first playoff game, but I would expect him to play better. Now, I'm not saying he's going to have these gaudy numbers because he's going up against a really good defense, but if he can hold on to the ball, maybe take a sack or two less, even though it is going to be a really good pass rush on the other side, I'll take my chances with Drake May and with Mike Vrabel, even, scheming something up. They did a really good job at stopping Justin Herbert. So I feel like the Patriots defense, which is going to get probably the rest of this week, probably is going to get not pushed aside, but I don't think it's going to be talked about as much as the Houston defense. Like, nationally, it's going to be all Houston defense, blah, blah, blah. Patriots defense just allowed 3 points to Justin Herbert. I think they're going to be able to give C.J. Stroud all he can handle. Plus, we'll see what happens with Nico Collins, their legitimate best wide receiver, best playmaker.
Huge.
He smashed his face on the turf, had to leave the game on a cart with a concussion. So I think that obviously helps the Patriots as well. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a real like dogfight of a game, low-scoring game. But I like the quarterback advantage for the Patriots.
So I think you hit on most of it, to be honest. I would say May made his postseason debut, and I'd expect May to be better based on more experience and getting more opportunity. I'd also expect Stroud to be better than last night. I mean, I know it wasn't his debut.
Yeah.
But I don't expect him to fumble 5 times again. Especially
fumbles.
Horrible.
You can't count on 5 fumbles.
And that pick, he was so rattled in the game, you could see it. He was rattled. And if the Patriots get after him and blitz him like they did with Herbert last week, and the Texans do not have a great O-line. It's not as bad as the Chargers, but the Texans don't have a great O-line. If you can rattle him and get him off his spots and have him, tapping the football and happy feet like he had last night, then I guess you can have him unravel. But yeah. I don't know how you could possibly expect that again.
Rich Keefe stats and info.
Yes.
So this could be, take this with a grain of salt.
Yep.
This was a quick look. C.J. Stroud without Nico Collins.
Oh.
8 games, 9 touchdowns, 5 picks, QB rating of 85.9.
Okay.
Not very good.
No, I mean, it's not like he completely drops off a cliff, but that's definitely not good. And I think Nico Collins is not going to play.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
Gonzo, to me, is
better chance.
It's a question.
Right.
Reese had a good detail on this the other day. Against the Baltimore Ravens in week, 16, the Pats had three different players leave with a concussion. Travion Henderson played the following week, missed no time. Kayshawn Booty missed a week in between, came back after that. And then Jared Wilson didn't even play until they got back to the postseason.
Yeah, so no, you've no idea.
That tells you a lot about three guys who suffered an injury on the exact same day in three different ways. I would imagine there's going to be added urgency on his side and the team side to get him out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to guess, I think Christian Gonzalez plays, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, this is where the Sunday game helps compared to the Saturday game.
No,
he also suffered it a day before Nico Collins did.
Collins has one fewer day to get ready. Yeah. It's a second concussion this year, second known concussion this year.
Right.
And he got carted off last night. So I think there's no way he's playing.
Yeah, no, that did not look good. And I know Christian Kirk had a really good game, but Nico Collins is like a legitimate top 10 receiver in the NFL. He's been their leading receiver every year with C.J. Stroud, with D'Amico Ryans, and all their success. So you remove him from the equation, and, you know, we'll do the tail of the tape again later in the week. That's one where, like, with Nico Collins, I think that's a check mark for the Texans. If he's not playing, that really evens things out and maybe even gives a slight edge to the Patriots at that spot.
C.J. Stroud, lifetime in the postseason, by the way, 3-2. So he's won a game, as you mentioned, in every postseason.
Year.
Five touchdowns against two picks. One of them was last night. Quarterback rating of almost 98, 97.5.
Okay.
What else do you want to know? Complete 66% of his passes.
Basically like one touchdown pass per game, which, you know, you're not going to hang your hat on that. But when you have such a good defense, you might be able to get away with that. And, you know, you run one in. Like, they're not looking to do a shootout. Like, if it's a shootout, something went really wrong for them in their defense, right? Because even yesterday, like, you look at the final score, maybe you didn't watch Monday Night Football, that 30-6 was the final, but they had two defensive scores. Like, that was not an offensive showcase by the Texans at
Rankins just ripped one away and he was kind of mean about the other end.
He shouldn't have taken the ball like that.
And then who was the other one? Bullard had the pick six.
That he had some good footwork on the sideline, got right in. That was
real.
At that point, they were laying it on thick.
So Houston's defense, and again, it's kind of the two sides of this coin. What's Stroud going to look like coming off that game? What's Stroud going to look like, Keith, to your point, I assume, without Nico Collins?
Tough.
That's one side of the coin. The other side is Houston's defense, which, and I'm reading from Andrew Callahan here, I agree with him, will be the toughest test of Drake May's career based on the defenses he's going against.
Yeah, I would agree.
The Houston defense is first in dropback EPA. They are second in DVOA, second against the pass, second against the run, second in dropback success rate allowed, third in takeaways, fourth in yards per play allowed. So those are a lot of advanced metrics that tell you how good this defense is. Or you could just watch them, and it's either them or Denver, and they are, I think, easily the top two defenses in the field, you might face them back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, all right, what's the answer prior to the, or what's the answer right now? What's the best defense he has faced to this point? Chargers got to be on the short
list. Chargers are on the short list.
Okay.
And he did not look great.
I was going to say Browns, maybe? Just Myles Garrett, specifically?
Yeah, I mean, Garrett terrorized him that day.
Because the overall defense, because this is another thing that got brought up, and there were so many stats being tossed around during the MVP discussion, but top, like, pass defenses, he went up against a lot of them. Because I think even, like, the Falcons and the Saints ranked pretty high on pass defense. But, like, overall defense, if you're just looking at points per game, I mean, Seahawks are number one. Slight, like, they gave up three total points fewer than the Houston Texans, followed by the Broncos, then the Patriots, and then the Eagles. Those are top five defenses so far. So as far as teams that the Patriots faced, if you're just going off that metric, it would have been the Chargers, who they just played and didn't look great against for a while.
I have even more respect for the Chargers defense coming out of the game. I thought that was a good defense going in.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And I think they're a good defense. They're not this.
No, this is a step up.
And that doesn't mean the Patriots can't win. I'm picking them this week. I think they're going to win. But it's not going to be easy. And I think that was on display last night.
Do you know the lines? You already look it up?
Well, I saw this morning, or maybe it was late last night, I saw that they were favored by 3 initially. I don't know where it's moved to.
I think that moved down just a half point. I think a few of them moved slightly. This place anyway, I'm looking at 3.
3.
Pats by 3.
Okay, that's what I saw last night, but I admittedly didn't check it this morning. This is an interesting sidebar that I hadn't even considered.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are forgetting about Diggs going against his former team.
I love it. Another revenge game.
Well,
put it on the board.
Yeah, sure. And the Texans clearly did not want him back.
They didn't want him back.
I wonder, and this is where my mind goes, so you're going to revenge game.
Revenge game.
Vrabel revenge game again.
Oh, Vrabel revenge game.
Kinda.
They should have hired him.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I mean, that's fair, but it's not like he was their head coach.
Yeah, but he hates them.
No, do you think we get any stories out of Houston this week about Diggs? Like, do you think we finally, like, maybe get some answers? Because we know what happened in Buffalo. Yeah. We know what happened in Minnesota. We don't really know what happened in Houston. We just know that they wanted nothing to do with him.
Kind of hoping for not a lot of Diggs stories.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a little something
about
that this week.
It could be 31 on an ACL on a one-year deal they didn't want him back.
It could be. It could be, but, like, I don't know.
You know who might have some good inside info is our guy Ted Johnson. He was down in Houston for a while.
Ooh, yeah.
You get some Texans tales down there, what's going on.
He knows, I know, I Keith Bragg, know some of the media members there in Houston.
Do you? Is that right? You know about this, Nick?
I unknowingly kicked a real hornet's nest years ago, trashing Jadeveon Clowney going into a playoff game, and I had to call into their morning show.
Wait a minute.
They were like,
so
hey.
You made fun of Jadeveon Clowney, and then they were like, you got to face the
They were like, hey, come face the music in Houston. Yeah, I went
what
on
did you say
show.
About Jadeveon Clowney?
I was like, he's never done anything in the NFL. He's famous because he knocked somebody's helmet off in college.
Oh, he
something
killed
like that.
That guy in Michigan. That guy never even got up.
Yeah, I'm like, he's so overrated because one time he knocked somebody's helmet off in college, and he's living off that.
He was,
and people in Houston did not appreciate it. And guess what happened when they played in the playoffs? You didn't notice Jadeveon Clowney one time.
No, he was pretty overrated. He didn't. He was the number one overall pick. He was really a lot of like, hey, he could do this. That, you know, Mario Williams was also number one pick by them, mm-hmm. who I feel like later on in his career actually did get pretty good.
Oh, he was good. In Buffalo, eventually, he was good.
Killer. But Clowney, not so much.
Yeah, Sean Pendergast, maybe? Is that his name? I'll ask Pendergast.
I just remember they have John McCain.
Yeah.
Not that John McCain.
No. McClain?
McClain, maybe.
I think he's McClain.
Oh, I'm thinking Die Hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, John McClain, he's like their Bob Ryan, right? Like, he's been there forever. Right. I think he's covered the team. Actually, all the teams are all that old. Like, 02?
Yeah, he's covered them the whole
time. He's covered the whole time. I think he was covering like the Oilers. Like, he was like a Houston.
It's like covering the Boston Fleet. It's like you've been there the whole tenure.
This guy's been here the whole time. The Connecticut Sun have been around the whole time.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, they're very sensitive in the Houston media. But yeah, right, maybe we can get some pointers there. But anyways, I like the Patriots this week. Earmuffs, Houston. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch here with Jones and Keith. What do you think of the matchup? How significant is that Nico Collins concussion? Because I don't think he's playing. And, is Drake May ready for the test? Because I think the O-line is going to be an issue for him, as it was on Sunday against the Chargers. How concerned should we be? We'll get to that.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We were discussing the Texans matchup, which I think is a scary one for the Patriots. If you watch that defense last night, doesn't mean they can't win. Doesn't mean we're not picking them to win. I expect the Patriots to survive, advance, get to an AFC title game against either Denver or the Buffalo Bills. Keith agrees. Mm-hmm. So we're not saying they can't beat this team, mm-hmm. but I don't know how you could look at that defense. And it's funny, we've been getting some texts throughout. Oh, look at how they did their final four regular season games against bad teams. All right, maybe they let their foot off the gas a little bit. They lit it up last night in a playoff game. They've been the best defense. I feel like watching them anecdotally all year long. I gave you a bunch of advanced analytics to back that up and underscore
it. Yeah.
It's a good defense. And it's okay to admit the other team has a good defense. Chargers had a good defense. And you beat them.
Right.
But this is going to be a stiffer test.
Yeah.
And I'm even more concerned this week about the O-line than I was last week because I saw Will Campbell and I saw Jared Wilson, a couple of turnstiles against the Chargers.
Yeah, no, that would be the single biggest concern going into the game would be that. Like, the Chargers do have a decent pass rush. The Texans is much better. Will Campbell, this year, overall, good year. He had a good rookie year. There were a couple of games where he got destroyed. Like, that happens. Even good tackles have bad games, right? But the most recent one was not very good. The guy lining up next to him might have had his worst game in Jared Wilson. That's a tough combination. And you know the Texans see that. And, yeah, that would be my concern. Like, you can almost see it happening where, like, those two guys are getting pushed around. Or in Campbell's case, getting pushed back. In the case of Wilson, just do, like, one move to him and he doesn't even touch you. And then Drake May is going to be running for his life again. Now, at least you don't have a statue quarterback. How do you have a statue quarterback? You're like, you have no chance.
Makes a huge difference.
You know, if you had like Matthew Stafford and you had mm-hmm. a bad old line, you'd be like, I don't like our chances here.
Yeah, Rodgers last night was a dead
Rodgers,
duck.
Rodgers, right. He had no chance.
So, I mean, look, I understand all that. But, you know, Drake May doesn't outrun everybody. He didn't outrun Myles Garrett.
No.
You know? And he wasn't outrunning the Chargers, by the way, on Sunday. I mean, he ran for a bunch of yards. They got him five times for sacks. So they got him plenty of times, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit him a bunch. But that answer was interesting. Vrabel says we can't get pushed back in. And then he highlights the play, and I'm sure you've seen this on social media, where Will Campbell tried to cut down the defender, whiffed, and that wound up leading to a fumble that Jared Wilson recovered.
Yeah. Good scoop.
Really?
It really
scoop.
Was. It was like, I mean, he could have turned two.
It was probably a scoop and score.
Got off one hop. I thought he was going to spin it.
He probably could have. But he basically said, you know, look, if you're putting up 65, 70 plays, there's going to be some good ones, some bad ones. He kind of brushed it off. And Vrabel's done a lot of that with players this year. And I don't expect him to put together a different offensive line. But if they're getting victimized by Anderson and Danielle Hunter, and those guys flip spots a lot on the line, you could see that last night. Anderson will line up on the offense's right. Then he'll line up on the offense's left. They flip-flop those guys all the time. And I think if those guys are getting victimized, I could see a short leash with Wilson specifically, Keith.
Yeah,
I don't see one with Campbell necessarily, but I could see one with Wilson.
There's no real option with Campbell. I think Ben Brown, maybe you see if he can do any better. Obviously, both guys maybe not at 100%, right, with some of their recent injuries. But yeah, Hunter had 15 sacks this year, which was third. Anderson had 12, which was tied for eighth. So, I mean, no combo had that kind of production. And then it's
I still think Will Anderson, Josh Allen's pretty mobile, right?
Yeah.
Will Anderson still sticks out my head from that Buffalo game where he was just absolutely, just trailing Josh Allen everywhere he went, running him down. So you can only run so much. It helps that you have a mobile QB. I get that.
Yeah.
But I don't know who's more mobile than Josh Allen. And they absolutely brutalized him that day.
Yeah. So, that's why you got to do something. I mean, there's been years now, usually when they played the Texans, back in the day, like with Belichick and Brady, they had J.J. Watt, who was like the defensive player of the year, and he was terrifying. He'd have a million sacks, and then they would just shut him down. They would completely shut him down. Now, he didn't always have a great counterpart on the other side, so it was a little bit easier
he was a bum, so yeah, they didn't have any help.
So it didn't really help him as much, but they always did a great job at limiting Watt, and so what can they cook up to limit these guys? I wonder if, not that Josh McDaniels needed it, but after watching the game on Sunday and seeing how that unfolded, you got to have like a new wrinkle here. You can't just be like, hey, Will Campbell, you got Hunter one-on-one. We're good. You're not good.
No.
You're not good. At least not this season. You got to do something else. And I'm sure that he will.
And to your point, I mean, Hunter and Will Anderson, maybe you could take one away or neutralize one, but then you got to deal with the other guy.
Too tough.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. It's Tier Tuesday. Going to tier off NFL head coaching candidates at 11:30. Tom E. Tuesday, Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston at high noon, plus a Kiefer Madness at 12:45. Busy day for you. Stay tuned. We got a lot to get to, including revisiting our coach and quarterback list from last week, how we do in some of these matchups. And I'd say we look pretty smart, Keith, after 1 week.
Yeah, I mean,
too long didn't
smarter
read.
Than normal, even.
I'd say we look pretty smart.
Agreed.
We'll get to that coming up. Ray's in Fall River. Hello, Ray.
Hey, good morning.
Yep. Good morning, Ray.
How are you today?
We're great. We're doing really good.
Awesome. Yep. So I want to talk about that game. I'll tell you, the big difference between the legs. You guys started talking about it today. I think they're going to have to keep someone out of the box to keep an eye on Drake May. If Aaron Rodgers had opportunities yesterday to get first downs, and he just didn't take them. Drake May, if he gets those opportunities, we're going to have first down after first down, and he'll use his legs.
Yeah, well, again.
Sorry, I've been drunk.
I'm telling you, I mean, May's mobile, but so is Josh Allen. It didn't work for Josh Allen against Houston. I feel like we just talked about this.
No doubt.
It didn't work for Josh Allen against Houston.
Yep.
And furthermore, I mean, May made a lot of plays with his legs on Sunday. But the Chargers got him a whole bunch, too. They hit him all day. They sacked him five times. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, like, completely one-sided. But May made a lot of plays with his legs. Do you think Rodgers is done while he brought up Aaron Rodgers?
Yes!
Yeah,
I do, too.
I do.
I think he should be done.
So I think he's done, although I wouldn't rule out the I'm done, and then just like Jay Cutler was done years ago, and then right before the season starts, Miami needs a quarterback. They're like, here's $10 million. Now, inflation, it'd be a lot more than that. But let's say a really good team loses their quarterback in camp, and they're like, look, we only need you for 1 year. We have so-and-so coming back the next year anyway.
I mean,
but
if Philip Rivers is coming in off the scrap heap, could I see that with Rodgers?
Yeah, so that might not be his last game. But, yeah, I don't think he starts – I don't think he's on a team, like, in April, May, June.
This is a good way of saying it, right? Could he come back like Philip Rivers in 2 years? Maybe. But has he played his last game? Maybe not. But I don't think he's going to be a starting quarterback next year to start the year. I don't. And I think the tell, and I didn't stick with the whole post game. Terp was saying the cameras were really following Rodgers everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean everywhere.
The shower.
Is what Terp said.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Turning an episode of Oz.
I didn't see it with my own eyes. I was kicking myself. Yeah. But that's what Terp relayed this morning.
Take your time, right? Get undressed.
That was the cameraman. That's the cameraman following Rodgers.
Marcus Terp was doubling up as a cameraman last night for ESPN. But, no, the tell was Aikman. Aikman was just going on and on and on about
the guy
Rodgers.
Who fired Mike McDaniel? Talking about Troy Aikman?
That guy, too. Yeah. And I just have to think, that QB club, you know how that goes.
Oh,
and
it's a close-knit group.
They weren't contemporaries, but, like, Rodgers must have told Aikman something in production meetings.
Yeah, probably.
I think he's done. I think Tomlin's out, too. Like, I think Tomlin's going to TV. He ain't getting a job. He's not back in Pittsburgh. They've turned on him. He's lost 7 straight playoff games, 5 by double digits.
I know.
I think Tomlin's going to TV. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right. There's a lot of smoke around that. And really, this year more so than any other year, and yet he's had this drought going consistently where he'll get you a 9-8, 10-7 record and then lose in the wild card round. That's as consistent as it gets. But if you want to go beyond that, I'm fascinated who they might hire. Like, what a weird thing where the Steelers and Ravens both might be looking for a head coach. Yeah, I mean, that's wild.
So what is the Rooney track record? I mean, they've had three coaches.
They've had three coaches.
Forever.
So,
but... Cowher was a defensive coordinator or assistant.
Yeah.
And then Tomlin was the same. I mean, they don't go with, at least recently, their last two hires, they're not going with established guys. So, like, I don't think they're going to go with Harbaugh or somebody like that. I don't think.
Yeah, Tomlin, his last job before the Steelers was the Vikings D coordinator in 2006. And he was on that Tampa Bay staff from 01 to 05.
Yeah. I mean, so, I think that's kind of how they've.
Yeah.
If you're looking at how they've hired people, I think that's what they've done.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of opportunities to look at it, but that's what they've done.
Yeah. I wonder if they go completely different or are they like, hey, let's get another coach for the next 30 years and let's just keep doing this same thing.
Oh, like, well, whoever gets that job is a lucky man.
Pretty secure.
Not because I don't even like really any of the talent they have there. I mean, some of it on defense, I guess. But, like, you definitely don't have a quarterback.
No.
Not a ton of playmakers there.
No.
But you're set for at least a decade. Like, yep. You could go there and suck and be there for 10 years.
I just got a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hopefully, like, Pittsburgh. I guess they have a good baseball stadium there. You know, taking some Pirates games.
That's a good point.
You and Paul Skeens hit the town.
Well, for a couple of years.
Skeens is gone. Yeah. Skeens is going to leave there at some point.
Bros. I like Primanti Bros.
Oh, I heard that's good.
Mark's in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going? So, you said Houston lit it up last night. If you call,
their defense.
They lit up the Steelers.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, if you call the score 7-6 going into the fourth quarter, and your defense scoring half your points, if that's lighting it up, then I do like the Patriots' chances on Sunday.
No, the offense was bad, and Stroud was bad for sure.
No, I just think the defense is the real deal. That's all.
But what I did notice though last night was when they got to Stroud. He panics when he doesn't have enough time to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. And if you get a bonus and you sack him, chances are he's going to cough it up. So if I was Vrabel, I'd blitz all freaking day long.
Yeah, so I wonder how much of their game plan last week, Keith, was specific to the Chargers and how much of it is, all right, we're dialing stuff up now.
Yeah.
And the Texans' O-line is not as banged up and as bad as L.A., but it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So they might see some similar vulnerabilities there. Pittsburgh certainly bothered him with pressure last night. And I think Mark is right. He had happy feet, and he panicked.
Yeah.
And if you could do that to him, that's how he's going to look, I think.
You don't have to worry about him running like you do Herbert. Uh-uh. You know, like, I mean, if it's there, he can pick it up. But he's not like a mobile quarterback, as it were. So I don't know if you'll have the same kind of plan in that sense, right? We had Christian Ellis on the show yesterday. That's something I don't think you defend.
No, you don't have to spy him Christian Ellis, no.
No, and so maybe you just rely on the big hosses up front, like Williams and Barmore, let them get after him. And then especially if Nico Collins isn't out there, like, I think I'll take my chances with all the guys in the Patriots secondary to defend their receivers.
I mean, honestly, even down Gonzo.
Yeah.
Gonzo for Nico, at best, is a wash. That's probably still advantage Patriots
if you take
them both away.
Yeah.
And I thought Gonzalez was really good on Sunday night. That's the most impactful he's been in a while.
Carlton Davis will have to be a little bit better if that's the
case. For
sure. Yeah.
But do you have enough there even without Gonzalez if they don't have Nico?
Yeah,
you do.
Yep.
617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. We're going to get to Alex Bregman. AJ Pierzynski, of all people, had
well-liked.
Had some intel. And yeah, I don't know what his reporting track record is. But he had some intel on the Red Sox and the Bregman negotiations that are just horrifying. So we'll get to that coming up. But first, we're going to revisit our coach and quarterback list from a week ago, now that we're through the wild card round and into the divisional round. How'd we do? And do we have any regrets? We'll get to that.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Next. Great description by Joe Buck there. Rogers tries to get in the way and can't. I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing. It was I'm not going to lay down, but I'll jog over here.
It's like, I'm done. My career's over. I'm not doing this anymore.
Tough end.
Not going to try to tackle.
No.
But you'll get Buck and Aikman on the call, by the way, Sunday at 3 o'clock. Pats and Texans.
Buck and Aikman. Yeah, because they split it up, right? Four games, four different networks this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like the early Sunday window.
3 o'clock?
I'm feeling good about that.
So I was annoyed last night. They kept showing the graphic for like the games this weekend. And all night long, they were like, we'll tell you what times they are after the game's over. But they always had the Patriots on like the second part, like the window.
Very confusing.
And so I'm like, oh, so I assume they're 6:30. And they did that all night long until the game ended. Then they like,
flipped them.
We'll see you at 3.
I mean, the only logical explanation is they would have put Pats and Steelers at 6:30 or whatever the other game is.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know why they wanted to do that.
I know. You kind of knew for a while, like really the entire fourth quarter, yeah. You knew it was going to be
you
the Texans.
You had a good idea. Yeah. Maybe that's what they felt like the audience was sticking around.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, that was last night. We know it's Pats and Texans Sunday at 3 o'clock at Gillette. Keith, last week we went through and it was breaking new ground. We were ranking mm-hmm. in real time, starting with one name and ranking quarterbacks and head coaches. And I got to be honest, I kind of think we did okay.
Yeah. We nailed it.
The top three quarterbacks and four out of the top five are still going. Really, five out of the top six that played are still going. Maybe we had Stroud too high in retrospect. But we have Bo Nix, six, who's on a bye week. So Allen, Stafford, and May, 1, 2, 3, all win. Purdy upset Jalen Hurts, the 5 over the 4. But, I mean, that was at least a toss-up.
Yeah.
The one quarterback it looks like we were pretty far off on, we had Caleb Williams down at 12.
That was you guys.
Only ahead of Darnold and Bryce Young.
I tried to talk Caleb Williams up.
He upset number 11, Jordan Love. For head coaches. Similar.
But also, there's the thing. It's like, so the coach quarterbacks don't all line up.
Correct.
Right? So, like, some teams we like both. Some teams we like one and not the other.
Correct.
And so.
Like, Buffalo's a good one. Like, Sean McDermott, we probably had too low on the coaching one, but we had Josh Allen number one.
Yeah, right, right. So, like, and we all picked the Bills, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I think except maybe for Nick. Or no, did Nick pick the Bills, too?
No, Nick was Jags.
No, I didn't. Thanks, though.
Okay. Well, just double checking.
No, Billy and Terp are throwing perfect games, though. They've gotten every game right.
6-0.
Yeah.
Wow. What a thrill.
We only had one loss, not to brag.
Yeah, 5-1.
Me and you had the same exact picks.
Yeah.
But we only
no
had
no spreads.
One loss.
We just were picking winners. We're in the market for winners right now.
And then Nick even had a winning record. I mean,
he had 4-2.
He had a bunch of losses, twice as many as us.
Yeah.
But yeah, he went.
Would have been good content if we all had the same picks.
That's true.
Well, if we all went 6-0, though.
I was telling you what I think.
We're trying to dream big.
Coaches. Our top two coaches won, McVay and Shanahan.
Yep.
Shanahan over number three, Sirianni. I know you felt strongly he
Sirianni,
was too high.
Sirianni, way too high.
But anyways, he lost to a better coach.
Yep.
Vrabel 4. We got a lot of pushback on it. Oh, how could you have Vrabel over Harbaugh? How could you have May over Herbert?
What do you think of Harbaugh right now?
Both of those checked out. I think we had Harbaugh way too high.
We
had him at 6. I think it's way too high.
We also did a Would You Rather last week for which Harbaugh would you want going forward. I think we both said John.
I definitely said John, and I think we nailed that.
Yep.
So Ben Johnson, 9-1. McDermott, 11-1. But our bottom three, Tomlin.
Oh, he's too low.
LaFleur and Canales. Boom.
See you later.
Like,
LaFleur is like clinging on to that job. They're like, oh, we're bringing him back. I mean, that looks tenuous.
So if you just went, Keith, by the matchups, who we had ranked higher, we would have gone 5-1 on QBs.
Uh-huh.
And we would have gone, 5-1 on the coaches, rather.
Just who was the better coach in our minds.
And 4-2 on the quarterback. So I'd say our rankings actually were pretty well.
Yeah.
Or did pretty well. Do you want the next round matchups for quarterbacks? Here's what we have.
Yeah.
We have, starting this weekend, number one to win a game, Josh Allen versus number six, Bo Nix.
All right, so do the math on that.
I feel...
Ooh, you know what you actually need to do?
What
you
need
to kind of Dale scale this. This is what you need to do. add the number of the quarterback rank with the number of the coach rank, and the lower number will win the game.
Oh, I like this. Okay, we'll have to
apply. Lower number wins, a golf score.
We're going to have to apply this later.
That's what you need. I know it's a little extra math to throw your way, but I think that would be the perfect formula because that accounts both.
So just for that game, we have
one. So they have a good advantage quarterback-wise.
One Allen and 11 McDermott against 6 Knicks and 5 Peyton.
Yeah.
So that's advantage Denver.
Wait a minute.
On the Dallas scale.
Listen, we'll see how this works out in the long run.
You have Stafford, 2. To win a game versus Caleb Williams, 12. Again, I think Williams is one that we didn't get right.
Williams should be higher.
For about a half.
Is it second half Williams or first half Williams?
I was going to say, for about a half, we look really right on Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
You have number 3, Drake May, against number 7, Stroud. Stroud was too high in retrospect.
Stroud should maybe switch with Williams.
But he did win. That's true. Yeah, if we could redo something, that might be a good one.
Yep.
And then number 5, Brock Purdy, against number 13, Sam Darnold, who did not play.
Well, so Sam Darnold's going to be a good test case on this one
for our actual rankings.
Yeah, we don't really buy them, but then again, they have a really good defense, maybe even better than Houston and Denver. I don't know, but yeah, because I don't really buy the Seahawks, but they are big favorites. It's the biggest spread on the board this weekend, them versus the Niners. They just took it to the Niners, at least defensively. They took it to them 2 weeks ago, so yeah, that'd be one where you're like, I don't really trust that quarterback, but we've seen bad quarterbacks make the Super Bowl before. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jared Goff.
Definitely.
We've seen it.
Anything else jump out that you would want to redo or pat yourself on the back for? I feel like we went through a good chunk of it there.
I think, you know, the Philadelphia one is an interesting one because Sirianni and Hurts just won the Super Bowl. It felt off all season long. We ended up kind of ranking them both fairly high.
We both picked them.
Yeah.
Against the Niners.
Yeah, we did.
That was the only one we got wrong.
But that was one where, like, I've had more confidence in the Philly defense. Like, we're talking a lot about defense today. That's another one that you sort of add on that short list of really good defenses. I thought being at home with that defense, that might be the difference, and it wasn't. You know, Shanahan and Purdy were able to come out on top. Purdy's got, like, a pretty good playoff record, too.
He does.
Yeah.
Been to a Super Bowl, been to an NFC title game.
Yeah.
Meaning in separate runs.
Mm-hmm.
Our head coaching matchups that are still left. Number 1, Sean McVay versus number 9, Ben Johnson. Maybe Ben Johnson was a touch low.
Yeah, he definitely was.
Number 2, Kyle Shanahan against number 8, Mike McDonald, who did not coach last week. He was idle.
Right.
4, Vrabel versus 7, D'Amico Ryans. I think we were vindicated on D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans is a good coach.
Yeah, he is.
Won a playoff game in 3 straight years.
Yeah, he's solid.
And then Sean Payton didn't coach last week, number 5. Versus number 11, Sean McDermott. So we'll continue to update those. Maybe we'll Dale scale them. Maybe that's something we could do later in the week, Keith.
Do you think everybody playing in this round is safe? Like if McDermott loses to the Broncos.
I think yes.
I think so too. At this point, everybody has to be.
I think they're all.
Yeah, definitely. What about wild card round? Do you think any of those teams, we haven't heard any announcements yet, but of the losers, I think Canales is back. Matt LaFleur, doing a whole song and dance about.
I think LaFleur and Tomlin are not totally safe. I think Tomlin's out. I think LaFleur is not totally safe.
Yeah, Sirianni's obviously back. Liam Cohen's obviously back. Jim Harbaugh's back, but I think the clock is ticking.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's Tomlin and I guess maybe LaFleur, but yeah.
Okay. There you go. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on those rankings and, how Drake May and Mike Vrabel fit into it moving forward. Patriots rank pretty well on those, and I feel pretty good about their chances this week, even against a very difficult Houston defense. We're going to tier off all of the head coaching candidates coming up at 11:30. It's Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran at High Noon, plus a Key for Madness at 12:45. So stay tuned for all of it. But we're going to get to the Red Sox, Alex Bregman, a Cub, and A.J. Pierzynski has some intel. That is pretty scary.
Oh, boy.
For the Red Sox, and it sounds very on brand. We'll get to it next.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.